Hello, everybody, and welcome to the week one term two staff podcast. I hope that all of you have had a relaxing school holidays and, in particular, a very safe and entertaining Easter break with family and friends. I want to draw attention to all of you around the next 3 months' work from a high school point of view. I feel that term two has really been set up with a lot of preparatory work in term one from leaders and also the work done during faculty level. We will need to really focus down on the term two rollout of our site improvement plan goal of writing improvement, and to go back to the term one work. Leaders have engaged very heavily in Amy Kayser's training and development, both around the teaching and learning cycle itself, but also the skills and knowledge that they needed to improve to make sure that they are equipped enough to be able to support teachers in the term two rollout. The leaders need to be prepared, and I'm happy where that level of involvement is at. We've got some clarifying work to do in the first couple of weeks of this term around the student free day. But the majority of staff will obviously be involved on Monday the 20th of May, where teachers will be constructing units of work using the knowledge that they've now gained through the training and development at faculty level based around writing improvement. We are targeting one class. We are going to ask you to collect six pieces of writing from that particular targeted class, two from three different students. We're going to ask you to collect some data around those six pieces of writing using the EALD scales. And then we are going to ask you to teach the whole class that particular unit of work that you're going to prepare from the student free day. And then we're going to ask you to collect six pieces of writing from those same three students and see whether there has been some improvement. So we're expecting that work to all be completed by the end of term two, so that we can see whether there has been improvement using the teaching and learning cycle. And then during term three, we're looking for another unit to be taught using the teaching and learning cycle, either with the same class or a separate class as of your choice. And then we obviously will be moving on to some safe improvement work during term three. Curriculum SSOs, you'll be involved heavily on the Monday, the 20th of May as well. I've asked Malia to run some targeted training development around how you can help our young people who have identified learning disabilities in their writing improvement and actually pushing those students to improve their writing. That's an area that we've struggled with for many years, and it's certainly a growth area that I think we can improve on over the coming years. I'm certainly looking forward to working with all of you on that, and I'm looking forward to seeing how this term's work rolls out, considering the significant planning and preparation that went into it during term one. Other big ticket items during the term include the year nine NAPLAN testing week. That's obviously been something that we've all been involved in for many years, and I want to have a particular push this year to have student participation rates improved, but also have students actually do the test to the best of their ability. It's really important that we can see where those students are at from a snapshot point of view, but also that data is now being collected centrally and we are being assessed on the continual improvement at year nine for literacy and numeracy. There will be a range of staff also involved in the EMS software. Those of you who are involved, I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing of your feedback, and that will be closely managed by Clive and also Chris Hughes. So we'll be involved in some attendance work. There has already been some training gone into finance over the school holidays, and there will also be some select staff involved in the learner management system called Frog, and again Clive will be managing that trial phase. There isn't going to be any work done extra to that. It's just a matter of working through the software during term two, giving feedback to the department around things that have worked well and the improvements need to happen, And then there will be a partial rollout for a range of sites during 2020. We also need to be involved in the EALD levelling for all our students who come under that category. That's going to be whole school business, so I'm asking all teachers and all curriculum SSOs to be involved in that process. I think that will be not only good training development for us, but it will give us a whole school picture as to where our students who have been identified sit. And come the end of the term, there are Year 10 Stage 1 and Stage 2 exams that will need to be prepared for, run, and marked. Just to finish off, there is the Year 12 formal to be fit in. We have an early career teacher staff meeting and numerous camps, excursions, and sporting events just to top off what is already going to be a very busy calendar. I look forward to working with all of you again this term. And I hope that you all come back nice and rested and in the right frame of mind to be able to contribute to the whole site as best you can. To finish off, I hope this is a good start to the term. Why aren't koalas actual bears? The answer is they don't meet the qualifications. Have a lovely week, everybody.